Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
You better watch that Peloton ad that they're all up in arms about.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, apparently they lost $1.5 billion last week because of the backlash from it.
I don't understand how this works. How did they lose money that they never had to begin with?
I'm just going with what the report says.
That would be sales against the forecast.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Yeah, that would be actual sales against the sales forecast.
So they technically didn't lose it.
I guess the way they put it, they did. The way they verbalize it, that they did. But I'm sure that's what they're talking about. Forecasted sales versus, and they blame it on that ad.
So like how we're counting on our next paycheck, which is comes out this Friday, if we should so happen to not get it, we lost that money.
That's right.
Got it.
Sure as hell did.
See, that really put it into perspective, didn't it?
It did.
Did you see this? There was a guy, he was driving down the road. Two teenagers got this on camera, by the way, and it was in Utah. He was caught driving down the road playing a trumpet while driving. Now, you may ask, is that illegal?
No, it's. Think about how boring driving through Utah probably is.
He's like, I could have some excitement.
Yeah. Twitter won't connect because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Pull out the old trumpet. Let's get going.
I used to work for a company based in Utah, and I would have to go there for meetings. And there's nothing that memorable about Utah. In fact, the only thing that I think about when I hear the word Utah is a scene from Honeymoon in Vegas and a line that goes, "We're the Flying Elvises, Utah chapter." If you've ever seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about.
It's the best part of Utah leaving Utah? Sounds like it. Right,
beautiful. It's beautiful in the mountains and the skiing is awesome.
Yeah. ABC says that in Long Island, New York, police recently arrested a woman by the name of Skylar Williams during an all-you-can-eat promotion at TGI Fridays. The 32-year-old woman walked behind the bar and was attempting to pack up food and liquor when an employee told her she violated restaurant policy. Well, Williams picked up a bottle of liquor and swung it at the TGI Fridays employee. She threatened to stab him as well. As she was leaving the restaurant, police were called and they found her in the backyard of some nearby home and have charged her.
Don't mess with her trying to get her potato skins and cheese fries.
Correct.
She was angry. Those jalapeno poppers.
Those things are awesome. The fried green beans.
Yeah. Oh, they are delicious.
Whatever that dipping sauce is. Mm-hmm. Good Lord. I'll drink that, boy.
All right. That's it. We're going to Fridays after work.
That's right. To Kentucky we go now, where a man is selling gravy-stained shirts that smell like KFC chicken and gravy.
This is what Dale does when he goes back to Kentucky.
Like, this is my money-making scheme.
You're right, because we ain't making no money here.
Giving it away.
The shirts are soaked in gravy for a day before they are dried and sold for $50 a shirt.
Ah, it just sent shivers down my spine. That sounds disgusting.
And what do you want to bet this sucker will sell out of?
Of course he will.
It's one of those things you're like, really?
Weren't you telling us about KFC logs earlier for the fire?
Walmart.com has the KFC fire logs, which smell like the fried chicken and the 11 herbs and spices.
I can only imagine how many chemicals are in that.
Yeah.
Last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Your body contains enough chlorine to disinfect 5 swimming pools.
That's why they put it in there then.
To replenish our chlorine?
BYOC.
Bring your own chlorine.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.